WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 23rd, head to Karaoke Night in Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On March 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up, everyone? DJ Nuss for Mark II. DJ Nuss for Mark II. Rocking and rolling. I'm super excited. This is episode 100, believe it or not. We've made it to the 100 point. Had some awesome, memorable shows over the past year. And actually, the very first interview I did here in a serious way was Allison Collins, poet and all-around awesome person, and she's coming back from the 100th episode. She'll be here about 8:30 or so, I'm going to start off. I came up this morning, and I was like, I'm just going to look through the library here. We got a bunch of donations this past year. I've been really kind of working on building up the library, so I was like, oh, you know what? I'll go through and look and see what we got kick it on in the library here instead of bringing stuff up. And I found some really fun things. So I got about six or seven tunes to roll before she gets here. I hope everybody's doing well. And I woke up this morning, I looked outside and I saw white, which was a little bizarre because I thought maybe we'd be done with that, but I guess not. It's still a little chilly out there, but I'm going to play some Stevie Wonder for you right now. I'm going to play some of these songs I was looking through. I was like, oh, man, these songs are so good. And I probably have played this one on my show before. This is by far my favorite Stevie Wonder tune. Not even going to tell you what it is. We're just going to roll with it right now. DJ Nuss for Mark II, episode 100, What's in Your Pocket? Keeping it locked here, WONY 90.9 FM. Thank you.
warped by the rain, driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty. Don't you know? And I'm still, oh, I'm still. Oh, out on the road late at night, I see my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Alice, Alice. I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchby to Tonopah. Driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. I've driven the backroads so I won't get weighed. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, then you show me a sign, I'll be wheeling to be moving. Smuggled some smoke, some folks in Mexico. Baked by the sun almost every time I go to Mexico. And I'm willing. And I've been kicked by the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stove in, but I'm still on my feet and I'm willing. Oh, I'm willing. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchby to Tonopah. Driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the backroads so I won't get weighed. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, and then you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving.
I'll be willing. That's awesome. That version's, I don't know, Little Feet. Great, right? Amazing. You know, Lowell George was part of the Mothers of Zappa's band in his early days. And Zappa actually, there's contradicting stories here, but one of the things was that Zappa... I think Lowell, like, presented some songs to Zappa, and Zappa was like, you should go start your own band, which is funny. Nobody really wrote songs for Zappa. Zappa just wrote his own stuff. So I think, the thing we were kind of looking at here is that he was like, yeah, you're a songwriter. You should go do your own thing because we're not going to play that stuff here. And that was probably one of the best career moves ever because he started Little Feet and it was amazing. I think he might have gotten him the band or signed him to that first deal. I'm not exactly sure. I have to go back and do some research on it. But Boogie on Reggae Woman, Stevie Wonder, and then some Little Feet Willin'. So as I was looking through the records in the back there, I found some They Might Be Giants, and I found some REM. And these were huge staples for me in middle school and the beginning of my high school career, mainly because my sister would play these pretty consistently. She, in the house, this was one of the crossover things. I was really into like hair metal and stuff like that too, but there were some bands that were crossover bands that I really enjoyed, that she really enjoyed. The Beastie Boys, Beck, and before then, was, I think They Might Be Giants was like the first band that both of us were really kind of super into. And she, her favorite band's REM. So those early REM albums I was pretty into as well. We actually saw them together a couple of times. I know we saw them on Monster and maybe on Green, trying to remember. But anyways, I'm going to play some They Might Be Giants to start here. Both of these songs are going to be from Lincoln, although they're from two different albums. I got a single for one of them, and the other one is actually from an original pressing of Lincoln, which was back in the studio here, which is amazing. This is the first cut off of that second David Bowie album, Anna Ang, and I absolutely adore this song.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic sun. Listen and hear my words. To the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World Fair. 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire? To the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I know that we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic sudden. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. When I was driving once, I saw this British on a bridge.
I don't want the world. I just want to work out.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the genie there. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I get more than we still have to want. In the glow of each other's majestic sun. Listen and feel my words. Everyone would think I would say if there wasn't me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic sun. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you think I would say if there wasn't me for you. And I get more than we still have to want. In the glow of each other's majestic sun. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you think I would say if there wasn't me for you. Love sees love's happiness, but happiness can't see the love is sad, the love is sad. Sadness is hanging there. To show love somewhere, something needs a change. They need a change. They'll need a crane. They'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a crane. They'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again, to mend her heart, to help him start to see a world apart from pain. Lad's gal is all he has. Gal's gladness hangs upon the love of lad, the love of lad. Some things gal says to lad aren't meant as bad, but cause a little pain, they cause him pain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal ball hung from a chain. They'll need a crane, they'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again, to lend her heart, to help him start to see a world apart from pain. Don't call me at work again, oh no. The boss still hates me, I'm just tired. And I don't love you anymore. And there's a restaurant we should check out where the other nightmare people fight. to go. I need nice people to take me away. I didn't mean to say night now. Lad looks at other gal. Gal thinks Jim Beam is handsomer than lad. He isn't bad. Call off the wedding band. Nobody wants to hear that one again. Play that again. They'll need a crane. They'll need a crane to take the house he built for her apart to make it break. It's gonna take a metal bar from a chain. They'll need a crane. They'll need a crane to pick the broken ruins up again. To lend her heart, to help her start, to see a world apart from pain. They'll need a crane. 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 They'll need a crane.
They'll need a crane. Such a good song. Lincoln, I think, is that my favorite album? Oh, man, They Might Be Giants. I don't know. Let me know what your favorite They Might Be Giants album is. I love that one. I love Apollo 18. I mean, Flood's great, too, but it's not in my top, like, two or three albums. It's definitely... Definitely Lincoln is up there. Apollo 18 is up there. John Henry is up there. The Spine is up there. That amazing album, actually. A little bit of a mid-period. Mid-period one, I guess. Yeah, a little bit later. I don't know. They're one of the bands that I've seen probably like 20 times. So I love them so much. So I was talking about REM before. I'm going to put on some tunes by them right now while we wait for the great Allison Collins to come be on the show. And we're going to do some word gaming when she's here. Well, I'm going to ask her what the meaning of a bunch of words are and see if she knows. But to get started now, we're going to play a song off Murmur. It was awesome when I was looking through the albums. I was like, oh, Murmur and Life's Rich Pageant. I found both of those back there, and those albums are amazing. Those first, I don't know, 5-6 REM albums all the way up to Document, are amazing. I think they're incredible. So gonna listen to some Radio Free Europe right now, and then I'm gonna figure out what to play off a Life's Rich Pageant while that's going down.
Sign yourself this radio is gonna stay. Pizza and it could polish your brain. Put that up before. That this is a country.
made me change the difference between what you want and what you need. There's a key, our adventure for today. What do you do between the horns of the day? What I believe when I was young, give and take. Foolish said my fool away. When I was young, fever fell. My spirit will not tell you on your honor. On your honor, trust in your calling. Make sure your calling's true. Think of others, the other Lord. Practice makes perfect, perfect is a fault, fault lines change.
Amazing, amazing. That album's great, I believe. There was some other songs I could have played off there, but that one I really like. I just got a message from Allison. She's hitting some red lights, y'all, but she'll be here very soon. So I'm going to play a couple more songs. Once again, this is episode 100 of What's in Your Pocket. DJ Nos from Mark II coming in hot. Let me tell you about a couple things going on as well. This week, let's see, Saturday night at the B-side is Hop City Hellcats. They are a local favorite. Randy Muratello and the boys will be hitting up there sometime probably around 8 or so. And then Sunday, in terms of SUNY Oneonta Productions, the SUNY Oneonta Jam Band, run by the infamous Dr. Pignato, and the R&B ensemble run by some other dude named DJ Nos from Mark II, will be performing at the Foothills PAC in the Loft at 4 p.m. on Sunday. That is an all-ages show, and you should come and check out our students. The SUNY Oneonta students work really hard and are awesome, and it's a pleasure working with them, and they put in a lot of time and effort into putting the show on. So it'll be about 2 hours or so. The jam band will play for about a half an hour, and then about a 15-minute break, and then the R&B band will play for about an hour or so. So the other thing going on here is we, SUNY Oneonta, are awesome mascot, Red, has made it to, I believe, round four of the Mascot Madness Tournament, which last year we went to the final versus the Dane of Albany. And we lost last year to the Dane, who was amazing, by the way, in the finals. And we had to face the Dane again yesterday or the past couple days. And we were down with a couple hours left to go. But there were these extra votes through social media, and we pulled it off. I think we only won by like 30 or something. I don't know. Some very small amount of votes, which was totally crazy because there were thousands of votes cast. So, but, you know, it was super cool. Red's amazing. And we wish Red all the luck on round four. I don't know who we're up against next. I'll have to kind of check that out and see what's going on. But make sure you go to SUNY Oneonta's Instagram page and you can keep checking on how to vote and stuff like that. You can vote once a day there, and then there's an extra general social media vote near the end of the competition. So gonna start off now before Allison gets here and play a couple tunes. One is this one was a college for me in college. My favorite Pink Floyd album is Metal, and I remember one of my roommates, Lomo, you're amazing, would play this song from time to time, and I always thought it was really fun. This is Saint-Tropez off of Metal by Pink Floyd. So not one of the more popular ones, but it's this funny little quirky tune, and I absolutely adore it.
As I reach for a peach, slide a ride down behind the sulfur in Saint-Tropez. Breaking a stick with a break on the sand, riding a wave in the wake of an old sedan. Sleeping alone in the drone of the darkness, scratched by the sand that fell from my love, deep in my dreams, and I still hear her calling. If you're alone, I'll come home. Backward and homebound, the pigeon, the dove, gone with the wind and the rain on the airplane. Owning a home and a silver spoon, I'm drinking champagne like a good tycoon. Sooner than wait for a break in the weather,
Oh, man, that song's so good.
Reminds me of,
that's on West Street. I was on 35 West. It was across from Damascene when we used to listen to that song. That was senior year with Hefe and Lomo and all the awesome parties we had in that house. Milky White, the paper mache cow that we stole from the Into the Woods production that we were, that I was the director of, the musical director of. Anyways, super fun time, Saint-Tropez. I'm going to play a song by Joni Mitchell, and then the great Allison Collins is here, sitting in the other room drinking coffee. Right? I'm looking at her. She's not even, she won't even come in the room. No, and I'm going to play this Joni Mitchell song. Oh, you can come in. This song's awesome. So it's funny. I own a crap ton of Joni Mitchell albums, but I don't own the one album that everybody would think I would own, which is Blue, and I don't own this. But the first track, I got to play Dulcimer on this a couple years ago with Lily Gendron, who graduated here, and she played guitar. Was she playing guitar? I think she was just singing. I think it was me and Andrew Carrington playing guitar, and I was playing dulcimer, but we're going to listen to this song, and then we're going to talk with Allison, and we're going to play this amazing game and see how many words she knows. Yeah, all right on. This is All I Want by Joni Mitchell.
Thank you.
right. All right, we're here.
Hello.
Can we hear? Yeah, we can hear you. It's wee, wee, wee. Okay, anyways, Allison Collins is here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. This is the 100th show.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've had a lot of, and you were, the reason why I wanted you on, because you were the first real interview.
Oh, really?
That's right. I've been doing the show for a while.
I was gonna say, you were pretty far in at that point.
No, but in terms of, like, you were in interview-wise.
Mm.
Like, I had people, I had guests on, but they were just kind of, like, being goofy.
Okay.
Right? Like, I hadn't actually interviewed anybody about what they do at
all. Goofy couldn't be me.
That's right. No. No, there's too much beige going on over there for goofiness. Allison went to Paris.
Yes.
Right. And before then, I was like, oh, you got to come on the 100 show, which was supposed to be yesterday.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And then we always know what happens with Allison.
What happens?
It gets delayed a day.
Oh.
Allison is a delayer of days.
Well, I just...
But in a good way. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have to work myself up to doing the thing.
That's right. You have to work yourself up to doing the thing. And you're doing the thing.
It's not the same as procrastination. It's...
It's not the
same. It's not.
We'll talk about that because we're going to talk about some words. So I figured... I said, hey, you should come on. And last time you came on, you read some stuff and we talked about it. And it was somewhat of a serious thing. This is not going to be serious.
Okay.
This is going to be more fun. Do you like to have fun? Do we have fun over there?
I like to try to have fun.
That's a good answer. Let me ask a couple questions here first, right? Or not? I'm not going to ask a couple questions. I'm just going to say a couple things. And then ask you to reply to them, I suppose. So here's the first thing. Something big has happened with your writing. Or so I think it's big, right?
Yeah.
So what happened? What did you get? You got something, right?
I got a chapbook is smaller than a full-length book of poetry, but like a pretty standard starting out kind of stepping stone thing for a poet. So it's a book of poems. It's like 35 poems, I think. So that got accepted for publication, and I just got all the materials before Paris. I sent everything into the publisher. So that is going to be forthcoming. I think it's supposed to be out in November of this year.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And that's through what press?
It's Finishing Line Press is the name of the publisher.
Very cool.
And there'll be like a pre-order window, and I'll harass you to buy my book.
I'll buy it. I'm pretty good like that.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And I had a couple poems get accepted to just like various places, but the sort of bigger thing was the whole book.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's like an album for a musician. That's like an album.
Yeah. I'm excited.
You put an album out, right? And Finishing Line's pretty cool. I went and checked it out. Remember when you told me that? And there was something about the cat. There was a cat.
There was
thing.
A cat book. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what it was.
Bodes well.
But it was something, yeah, with Bodeswell. It was something very funny about cats and so forth. So that's going on, right, writing-wise. And then you have, what other big life events are going on? Well, you have an amazing daughter who's graduating.
We hope.
Theoretically, right? Liv, who's amazing.
And is home in bed right now.
Hello, Liv. You can listen to this later. Oh, by the way, guess who else is in bed? My kid as well. Did anybody's child out there decide to go to school? Because ours did not.
Truants.
Did you, one of three went for you?
One of three. The youngest.
Yeah, that's good.
Did get into the building begrudgingly. The backpack wasn't backpacking the right way, so she was like throwing it off her shoulders.
It's fine.
But yeah, I left her in the lobby.
That's great. Awesome. That's what you do sometimes. Okay, so. And then, of course, you have your weekend hustle, which is at the B-Side Ballroom. And you can find Allison at the B-Side being the best waitress ever there, which we love the B-Side. So, okay, so here's what I planned. So I was like, oh, you should come and read some stuff. And then she was like, well, I don't have anything ready and just was trying to get out of it, I think.
No, I just haven't written
I think
anything.
You were trying to get out of
it. I wasn't trying to get out of it. I have a couple things, I think, since the last time I was on here, but, like, I just haven't written anything. I've been focused on fiction, I guess, if I've been focused on anything.
Yeah, I get it. I think since the last time you were on, I had four songs I started writing, and I'm still writing them.
Yeah.
You know. I just can't quite figure out. You want to know the song titles?
Sure.
They're funny. Well, I think they're funny. Maybe you could help me write the lyrics. One is called, and some people already know these, Stop Putting Mustaches on My Childhood Dreams.
Okay.
All right. That's about Nosferatu. one is called COC plus AIN for You and Me.
COC plus
AIN, A-I-N-E, for You and Me.
Oh.
Which is a witty little
yes, you know,
whatever thing, a silly song, right? One is called Nick Caved.
Okay.
Which is about a kind of ripoff of a murder ballad by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, but it's Nick Caved, and it's about his giving in of some kind of lust. And then the last one, which is the newest one, which I think is probably the best song title ever created. Ever. And the song title came up was Orion actually came up with it because he told me I should write a song called The Triple X Files, which I think is amazing. And I actually wrote it.
Is it about what it sounds like?
That's 100% what it's about.
Okay.
Scully and Mulder. Are they doing it? They're doing it.
And the triple like meant porn.
Well, I mean, porn with in the triple X in the X Files. Yeah, that's right, in the X Files world, right?
Awful.
It's terrible. It's the worst song ever. But once again, it's I'm not. I enjoy writing, but nothing about my word usage and or subject material is anything of a seriousness. Mm. So we are completely opposite in that way, which I think is fun.
Yes.
Right. Because I write the music first and then I figure out something stupid to write about.
I think I would struggle to write non-seriously.
Yeah, you should be writing for Band of Horses. I was like,
I love Band of Horses.
Of course you do. I was like, what album should I bring? I was like, oh, she probably likes the Band of Horses.
I do.
The funeral. Yeah, of course. They're amazing, right? Yeah. But they're very like, they're pretty serious.
Yeah, they were pretty livelier in person than I would have guessed.
Yes, but lyrically, they're you know, all those things, right? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So here's the game, right?
I'm a little nervous.
You shouldn't be nervous. 33 words you've never heard of before that will speak to your soul.
Okay.
Right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to read these words off as best I can.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if you think you know the answer to what you tell me if you think you know what it is.
Like the definition?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll do a few of them and then I'll play a song and then we'll
do it. I told you.
There's 33 of these.
Okay. People think I'm good at word games and I'm not, so.
I don't even know if this is a word game. This is more like me, like.
It's just like a dictionary quiz.
It's time for a vocabulary lesson. This is what this is saying, right? Okay. Just like in your school days, right? So the first one, before we even start, right? This person who is writing put these words, said, I scoured the top post of Reddit's longophilia. Longophilia, which is, what is long, L-O-G-O-P-H-I-L-I-A. Longophilia.
L-O-G-O?
L-O-G-O, longo, right?
Is there an N? There's no N.
Lago.
Okay.
Yeah, not longo. Logophilia. I should have said longo.
I don't know.
Logophilia.
The study of something.
That's right. The study or the love of words and word games.
I guess I should have known that.
Okay, zero for... We didn't even start yet. That's like the precursor one.
I told you.
No, here we go. But these are fun. I was looking through them and I was like, oh man, some of these are pretty cool.
What if I don't know any of them?
Well, then you can use them for your writing.
Okay.
This is the whole point, right?
I do keep like a thing in my notes app. Like I have a specific note for like word collection.
I'll also send you this link later.
Okay.
Because this is pretty good. And I'm terrible at pronunciation, so this will even be more fun because it's me kind of trying to say these words and I have no idea. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Number one, decathect. D-E-C-A-T-H-E-C-T. It's a verb. Decathect.
I have no idea. Say it again.
D-E-C-A-T-H-E-C-T. Decathect.
Something to do with 10?
No.
No?
Like a decathlon?
Well, yeah, just because of the prefix.
Yes.
I don't know.
This is a very good word. This is a word you would use.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%. To withdraw one's feelings of attachment from,
a person, idea, or object, as in anticipation of a future loss.
Oh, this is fantastic.
This is you. I mean, no, this is a word you would use, right?
It is a word I would use, but also the broader statement of this is you feels particular.
Oh, no, I don't mean in a bad way. I'm just
no, just like today, that's hitting
your language,
close.
Right? Decathic. It's a great word.
It's a good word.
Decathic. And I'll send you this link so that way you can use that. No, this is like, okay, here's another great one. This is very fitting. I don't know if it's Klin or Klein, Klinomania. C-L-I-N-O-M-A-N-I-A. Klinomania or Klein, I guess Klin, probably, right?
Probably.
C-L-I-N-O,
yeah.
Klino?
Yeah.
I would Klinomania.
I have no
idea. Do you want a hint?
Sure.
We should do a hint. This is something that both of our children have decided to do.
Is this just like...
Today. This morning. Klinomania.
Like a passion for sleeping in?
Yeah, an excessive desire to stay in bed.
Mm.
It's a noun. Klinomania, everybody. Klinomania. I had that last week.
Mm.
So I was on vacation last week. And I will tell you that I would say 70% of the time, I spent in bed.
70% is a high percentage.
It's huge. And you know what was awesome about it? Everything. Everything was awesome. I was like going to get up and do all this stuff. I was constructive, but at the same time, it was nice to sit in bed and read.
Mm.
I read a lot. I read A Handmaid's Tale.
Mm.
I read that whole thing.
Reading is, I mean, that's a good, that's different than just being in bed rotting.
Yeah, I wasn't rotting in bed. No, I don't do that.
Just having a nice leisurely read.
Yeah, or sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, with the dog. Yeah, those are great. Okay. Oh, man, I don't even know if I can pronounce this. Okay, it's a noun. Here we go. Ultra-crepidarian. U-L-T-R-A, right? Ultra. And then crepidarian. C-R-E-P-I-D-A-R-I-A-N. Ultra-crepidarian. It's a noun.
I have no idea. I'm beginning to be nervous. I'm not going to know any of these.
Well, these are
like obscure.
The title is 33 words you don't know.
Okay.
Right? So if you get, I would say you win if you get three. Let's aim for three.
Okay.
Ultra crepidarian. So this would be used for somebody in the room who keeps blabbing even though they don't know what they're talking about.
Mm.
Someone who gives opinions beyond one's areas of expertise.
And you said it's a noun?
That's what it is. An ultra crepidarian. Someone who gives opinions beyond one's areas of expertise.
I know a couple.
Oh, like the president. Right? The president of the United States.
We know a couple ultra crepidarians.
Oh, I know a lot of them. There are some that come to the bar and sit at the bar, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they just talk.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
They yap.
Oh, we know. Okay. These are fun. Okay, here we go. Here's number four. These are all so fitting. Sorry, it's just really funny to me. And they're really funny to try to pronounce. Okay. Tidsoptimist? Tidsoptimist. T-I-D-S-O-P-T. Tidsoptimist. Tidsoptimist.
I have no idea.
This is what you were this morning.
Late. Someone who's always late.
Yeah. It's a person who's habitually late because they think they have more time than they do. Right? A tipsopti. You're a tipsoptimist, you.
I am. I am, but it really wasn't my fault.
That's what they all say.
I know.
They always say that.
Yeah, no, that's me.
Okay. Another one. This is really funny. Man, these are, I think maybe every word is relevant, but this is relevant as well. Maybe just with the profession that both of us were in it. You're in, I was in. Anyways. Pot valiancy.
P-O-T?
Yeah. Pot valiancy. P-O-T-V-A-L-I-A-N-C-Y. Pot valiancy, right?
Just something to do with working in food industry? Is that what you meant when you said...
Well, it's something that happens in... Yeah, so as a musician, I would be playing, and it has something to do with bars, too. But I would say bars. It doesn't necessarily have to, but I would see it a lot in bars. So I'm playing shows, right? Or you're working in a restaurant that serves booze, right? Pot valiance, I guess that's how you pronounce
just
it.
Just like excessive drunkenness?
But it's something that changes when somebody is drunk, right?
Like about the person?
Yeah, about a person. Like a person would be more apt to...
get naked?
Yeah, kind of. And maybe that's one thing that they would do, get naked. That's true.
Just like a looser?
Is that what you do when you get to take your clothes off? Potvalience.
Not answering.
You potvalianceist? Is that what it is, potvalianceist? brave only as a result of being drunk.
There's the valiancy part.
Right, valiancy. I'm trying to, valiancy, right? Because that means...
Valiant? I mean, I don't even know if valiancy is a word, but like brave, valiant, right? Yeah,
brave. Pot valiancy, that's a great, once again. Okay. We're batting zero here.
Yeah, no.
Which
I'm feeling really good about it.
Oh, good. You're like, I'm glad I came on this show.
Uh-huh. I mean, like there are chunks of each word that like hint etymologically at what the word is, but like the whole, I'm not getting.
Yeah, you'll get three, right?
We'll see.
Sang fraud.
Oh, it's sang froid.
Oh, there we go. Look at, see, I'm already, who went to Paris?
No, I mean, I knew that word before that, like a coolness, like a remove to your personality.
The ability to stay calm in difficult or dangerous situations.
My husband has a lot of sang froid.
Sang froid.
Sang froid.
Sang froid.
And I think that
he seems pretty cool, right?
S-A-N-G has to do with blood, I think. Like, I think the first half of that word.
Oh.
Like.
I should give you another half a thing for this, like, splitting the word up.
I get 1.5 for this
1.5. Sang froid. Yeah, because, what did I say? Sang Freud?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I did not know it was en français, s'il vous plaît, but yes, right?
C'est bon.
C'est bon. Okay. Apricity? Apricity? A-P-R-I-C-I-T-Y. Apricity. Apricity.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's apricity. A-P-R-I.
One P?
Yeah, A-P-R-I-C-I-T-Y. I just want to kind of say apricot when I'm looking at it, apricity. Because it looks like apricot with an I and then a Y at the end.
I don't know.
This is a great word.
Okay.
This is great. This is something that if you had seasonal depression, you were in the middle of the winter, and you went outside and something was visible, you would be very happy.
Like grass?
Not grass.
The sun?
The sun. Mm. Yeah, so it's the warmth of the sun in the winter. Apricity. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yes.
Like when you're outside, even if it's cold and the sun's out and it's beaming down on you.
Fixes everything.
It does.
For a minute.
Swivet.
Spell it.
S-W-I-V-E-T. Swivet? Swivet?
I'm not sure, but...
Now we have this French thing going on.
I knew how it was spelled before you said it, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, swivet.